I stand in the doorway, blue-gray eyes flitting over the contents of my boudoir, wanting to make sure everything is set up and ready before my feminization appointment arrives. Running my hands absentmindedly down my body, smoothing the light and airy fabric of my dress over where it dips in to mold to my trim waist before flaring out to drape over the rounded curves of my hips. My cherry red lips part as I whisper to myself, checking off an invisible to-do list. Silk robe? Yes. Curlers? Yes. Makeup and brushes? Yes. I count each item off on my fingers until I'm satisfied that everything is ready. And just in time, too, the doorbell rings and a smile curves my sultry lips. After making my way back into the living room, I pause for a second and then open the door to see Diana, waiting patiently on the other side. I step to one side and welcome her in, taking her coat and hanging it on one of the hooks just inside my foyer. Okay. Now let me get a look at you, I say, stepping back and twirling my finger in a circle to indicate that she should turn and give me a full 360-degree view. She does as I ask, but she's very shy and desperate for my approval. Her eyes remain lowered, as if the rug beneath her feet holds endless fascination, and she spins slowly. I look her over, shaking my head and tutting softly to myself. The girl had obviously tried, but her attempts at feminization were amateur at best. It was a good thing she'd responded to my ad. I reached out, slipping my hand into hers and gave her a warm smile. Follow me. Let's get started. By the time I'm done, you'll be irresistible. I lead her into the bedroom and ease the door closed behind us. Let the transformation begin. I hope you enjoyed the first part of my story. If you did, you can go to my blog, kinkonomics.com, and there'll be new episodes coming out fairly frequently. I hope to see you there.